Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm back.
You're back.
It's me.
You want to go? You want to go and tell them, like, all right, you're late for the bus.
I'm late for the bus. See, getting on the bus between the hours of 8 and 9 is very, very difficult.
See, but yet, like, thousands of people. I was about to say, like, tens of thousands of people just did that.
They did. There was only about 8 people on my bus, so I was a little confused as to why it took so long.
8's still, like, good.
Yeah, it's still
good.
Do
you ever see those, like, where are you at on, like, urbanism?
I'm pro.
Pro. Well, but, like, you know, you see those, like, those, like, graphics where it's, like, this is 10 cars, this is 10 people on a bus, this is 10 bikes. Like, the difference between, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And it's, like, mm-hmm. and it's like this whole, like, mind-blowing thing, you know?
Yeah, for sure. No, that's why I do it. That's why I take the bus. I take the bus because I love the environment, not because I'm poor.
That's right.
Yeah.
But also, you know, rich people take the bus. That's how you get rich, is you're on the bus.
That's a good point. That's good advice. That's good financial advice.
You're welcome.
I'm on my way up.
On my way back up.
Yeah, I am.
That's the thing. Like, why pay for something that somebody else is going to give to you for free?
Well, they're not giving it to me.
Well,
for free.
Super cheap. You know, that's the whole thing too.
It's true. No, and I agree. But it was a whole thing. You know, like, I don't want my commute to be a whole thing. I want it to be like,
that's true.
Get up, go, get there.
That's true.
Because my whole day is a whole thing. Why would I want my whole commute to be a whole thing?
I'm actually really happy right now. Is that you're using the phrase a whole thing, which is like, I use that all the time. Molly uses it all the time. And that's like, that's such a catch all of like,
yeah,
we're going to get to this birthday party and it's going to be like a whole thing.
Yeah, I know. It's rubbed off on me.
Yeah. And it's like,
it's a good phrase.
You want to take 2 bags? That's going to be
a whole
thing.
That's a whole thing. Yeah, I agree.
And also, it's like, you know, you get to the airport and the way that the people at the airport look at you.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, this is going to be a whole thing.
Totally. I totally feel that. Yeah, it's like, when you're going through customs, it's a whole thing.
You're going through customs, especially when it's like, I think this happens more often in foreign airports, when you get to the airport and it's very clear,
mm-hmm.
this is when the flight's going back to the U.S.
Yeah.
It's this one. Here's all the stupid people that belong in your country.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all waiting in line with just all of the dumb things
it's
they
embarrassing.
Bought.
It's embarrassing. I wish there was a way for me to separate myself from them.
Did I ever tell you about how do you know about that chair, the Presidente chair? Did I ever tell you about that chair?
Yes.
You know about that whole thing?
I think so.
Yeah. See, I was one of those people.
Yeah.
For listeners, most people.
For listeners.
I mean, certainly, Anton knows this
Anton,
story.
Anton, yeah.
But I did steal or maybe just take a chair from the Dominican Republic, and I did get it back. I got it back to the United States through sort of like some, you know.
Oof, I'm worried about you saying this on the radio.
Official chant, like just, you know.
You don't know who's listening.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't know who's listening. You could get in a lot of trouble.
That's true. Nothing. The chair made it back, you know.
Okay.
And possession is what, 9/10 of the lot. Nobody. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
It might have been trash.
Oh, so this wasn't theft.
No. I think what happened, the part that maybe people should be sort of raising an eyebrow to is like, how'd you get that chair on the airplane?
Yeah.
You know? Because you show
you
up and you're
it?
Like, here's the chair that I want you to put into the bottom of this plane and take to the United States.
I bet they were pretty pissed off.
And they were like, I don't love this.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we going to have to do here?
Which is understandable. Yeah. I'm on their side, actually, on this.
Well, you know.
On this end of the equation. I'm on their end of the equation.
Okay, well.
Because that's whack.
That is whack?
That's whack.
Well, it happened in 2006.
I was 4 years old.
There it is.
Wow.
So there you go.
Baby.
I was out there stealing chairs.
Mm-hmm. And I was out there learning to make friends.
That's good. Did you have a Facebook at that point? Probably did, you know?
I didn't get a Facebook until I was, it was my first form of social media. I got it when I was like 12.
It's early.
I mean, I didn't use it.
I'm going zero social media, zero phone until 18. I think that's the plan.
Great. You want your children to not have friends?
I want them. Actually, we're going to talk about this today because I thought about this a lot.
Yeah.
The difference between nice and good. We're going to talk about that coming up later here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stick around. You will call in 855-915-WMFO. The difference between nice and good coming up. hey, yeah, coming back in here. That was some dead air.
That was embarrassing.
That was bad. I clicked. Also, but I'm doing this. You hear this in the back? There's going to be a lot of Stereo Lab on the show today. Mainly because it was playing when I came in here, and I was like, you know what? These would be great backing tracks. These are great backing tracks.
No, it's a vibe. I like it.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like I'm actually on the radio.
Versus like
being fake on the radio.
Fake on the radio, which, yeah. You know, hey, you know, that's...
Yeah.
You look around.
No, I feel real on the radio.
Actually, this is a great... When you were like, hey, I'm running late, I just looked out the window.
And watched
like,
me?
There you are.
That's creepy.
And here's the thing. I developed this skill. You know, like, you were too far away to be like, all right, that's Nev.
Mm-hmm.
I know the way you walk now.
Yeah.
And that's like, I think it's because I watch a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
That like the only way you know who anybody is in hockey is figuring out the way that they skate.
I also just think if you're somebody who generally grew up with bad vision, that's something that you pick up on is like the way that the shapes move. You're like, okay, I recognize the way that shape is moving.
Yeah.
And I think I know it.
Yeah.
Because I can't recognize faces while they're away.
Yeah.
Or even like body types. It all looks like a blur.
Yeah.
So the way it moves is more the way I'm like, okay, I recognize. So you saw me do my like half trot.
It was a half trot, and I was like, that's a late person. That's without knowing any of the things you were wearing or any, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, that looks like somebody who's running late to a radio show.
Yeah, that's the other thing too, is the whole like, do I run? Because everyone out here is gonna judge me.
It's
everyone's
so
just gonna
true,
look at you.
Because I've got my dumb heavy backpack on.
Yeah.
Coffee in one hand.
You still haven't shook it in that backpack.
I have critical things in this
backpack.
Here's
the thing. At this point in the game, there's basically two places you are. Your home and
blah,
work.
Blah, 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 blah.
Just like put half the stuff on in both places.
I can't.
You know?
Because what if I am out on the street and I have to do my homework? What if I'm stuck? What if the bus is 15 minutes late and I'm like, man, I really wish I had my book to read right now.
There you go. You're defining your time in terms of productivity. You know?
Exactly. See, you just
shouldn't
like,
do
don't
I said
it.
That. I said that derisively, and you didn't even pick that up. Then you shouldn't do that. You should be like, whoa, 15 minutes. What a gift. You know?
I guess.
I'll compose a poem. Maybe I'll strike
compose
up a conversation with one of these eight people I'm waiting at the
bus
with.
I was waiting with zero people.
I thought you said there was eight people on the bus.
On the bus.
You getting on the bus? You talking to
listen.
People? You talking to the bus? Yeah, I did. Yeah. Passed right by.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talking to anybody on the bus?
I talked to the bus driver. Like, I'm like that person that goes in and is like, good morning. Did you have a nice, like, did you sleep nice?
Yeah.
Like, how are you doing today?
Did you sleep nice?
Yeah,
that's like
what
you
I
were
say.
Watching them from the window. I was watching you last night. Did you sleep nice? It looked like you were tossing
but
and turning.
Like, that is the impression I want to leave them with, is like, this person really cares and watches out for me.
Good.
Including while I'm sleeping.
Including all times.
It's like Santa. We don't think Santa's creepy when we're like, he sees you when you're sleeping.
I think I've read many a thought essay on like, this is parenthood. It's like many a time that it's like, should we set up this sort of expectation that children think that they're being watched by Santa, by God, by anybody that like,
by Satan.
You don't have, by Satan, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you don't have, there is no place to hide. Is that like a good mental state to put into it?
That's a good question.
Yeah, so.
Wow, that's a thinker, that's a thinker.
I mean, this is it. This is the difference between, I thought about this a lot. Especially like after, this was not because of any, last night, I had the entire Hawkins Harris family over to my
correct.
House. Every single person.
Every single one. Every single member.
Yeah. We were close. We had a quorum. If you guys had wanted to make some decisions, you could have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you were outnumbered, actually.
Yeah, 100%.
Just by one, though.
Just by one.
Just
that's
by
one. That's one still one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You lose by one vote.
Mm-hmm.
All over. And then, like, you know, we're talking. And, you know, your sister was there with her kids. And
we
like,
can
talking.
Say her name.
Hey, shout out to Emily.
Shout out, Emily.
You said that you would listen. And
so hopefully you're here.
Yeah, if you're not, then
or
you're
not
a person of their word.
You are a fake sister.
We're going to tell the Massachusetts bar that you did this.
We should. That would be such a funny prank.
We should just do that. We should just do that right now.
That would be so
funny. She starts work on Monday.
Yes.
And that would be so funny.
Dude, pranks are so funny.
They're
like
so
that,
funny.
When they ruin people's lives, they're so funny.
That would be great.
Let's
she
do
would
it.
Have to move. Wow.
She would have to like go into witness protection. I
wonder what seriously they would do with like a
An anonymous tip?
An anonymous tip, but like an innocuous anonymous tip. Where it's just like, hey, this person...
Probably nothing.
You know, didn't use their turn signal.
And I think that like, they would assume that you were the crazy one.
Yes.
Like, this person is unhinged.
Yeah.
And probably watches Emily while they sleep.
What does that say about you that you've got, like, weirdos around you, you know?
There's always
Have you done something
you.
To sort of to attract that type of, you
weirdos?
Know, I'm victim blaming?
you really are. I think so. But you know what? That's the personality I want to put out there. I want to be surrounded by weirdos.
Okay. Yes. When people say weirdos, they're talking about like, I want like friends that like have like weird collections.
So what are
of,
we
like,
saying,
stuff.
Like creeps?
I don't, you know, yeah, it's the thing that you don't want the creeps.
I don't think I'm surrounded by creeps.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a difference. Weirdos, I think, in a positive light are like, this person's still playing Pokemon Go. You know, that kind of thing.
I feel like weirdos is taking a turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a creep is like a hide and
creeps
from you.
Creeps are no good.
Like
the
stuff that you know is the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. That's you know they've got a dark secret within them that they're not sharing with anybody. And it's going to come out in a dangerous way.
It is. It's the dream, you know?
Yeah. No. Wait.
It's not?
It's not.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Confirmed. Yeah. It's not the dream. Yeah.
All right, we'll get back to the thing that we were going to talk about after these things. New band out of London. South London, called Dry Cleaning. This is Scratch Card Lanyard.
Feel nothing. it together, you've got a new coat, new hair. Well, I tell you one thing, you've got it coming. One day you're gonna get it.
Pew, pew, pew.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I gotta get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Ruff, ruff.
Hey, wait. You gotta make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True. But all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Who's gonna be voiced? Okay, you just do this one.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Ruff! Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association.
A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hey, thanks. I've never done that one. It's great.
Yeah, I was a whole different person.
Well, but you transformed. I couldn't even do. And coming in with those sound effects,
thank you,
that weren't even listed on the page, that was crazy. That was great. That was a choice.
No,
by
I
you.
Know. I set the stage.
Yeah, that was
good.
Yeah,
it's my gift.
Hey, welcome back to Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes talk.
Yes.
So, over the summer, I do this thing where, like, I should go to bed, but I just watch a movie. You ever do this?
No.
No? You're not like a...
No.
Sleep does not elude you? You know?
Sleep is very comfortable for me.
Okay. You don't run from it?
No, me and Molly are, like, right there.
That's
right
good.
There. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real quick, you listen to Scratch Card Lanyard by Dry Cleaning, Reflection by Balance and Composure, and backing us up all day today is going to be Stereo Lab.
Straight up.
All right. So I watched Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Do you watch the new? The
I
newest
fired
one.
It up. Yeah. And
have you seen all the others?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I've seen some of them.
Okay. So you haven't seen all of them in order all at once. So your opinion is
okay. That is true. Invalid. That is true. I would be defined as a casual.
Correct.
You know, among in the
a
fandom.
Fraud.
Yeah. A fraud.
Yes.
Okay.
But okay, let's hear
just,
your.
I'll just give you
let's hear your
the
opinion,
two
I
the
guess.
Two things that I found. So number one, I liked the movie.
Yeah.
I liked the movie.
Yeah.
I like generally post-apocalyptic thing. The whole third act in the bunker,
yeah,
where it's like, what happened to the humans? Love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
All that whole thing. I got time for that.
Yes.
Some of my favorite paintings are decommissioned chemical plants.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't shock me, actually. Yeah. Now that I think about it. I mean, you see, the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is a tough one for me because I am so pro-Caesar. Like, I am so... I just think Caesar is incredible. And so not having Caesar in this movie was really tough for me. I mean, obviously it was tough in the last... Oh, wait. I don't want to spoil things. Are we, like,
you're
spoiling
fine.
Things?
Well, it's already... I know what happens.
Yeah, but, like, our listeners...
Dead.
Whoa!
What?
Spoiler alert.
Okay, they released a movie where famously he's not in it, you know?
I know.
They had to move on.
It's true, but they could have just flashed it forward where you would assume he's dead. But in the third film, we do see Caesar pass away.
Also, in this film, I believe they Jedi funeral him
in
the
beginning. They do. They do do that.
The two things I found tough. Number one,
yeah,
anytime any of the apes spoke.
Really?
It was very, like, I feel like you're catching it, because, like, I guess a big plot point is they're developing spoken language.
I did feel like that they, it was too quick. It seemed like the timeline that they had between Caesar passing away and this, and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes occurring, it did feel like there couldn't have been enough evolution or just transformation of their language for them to get to the point that they were at. Like, they were at, like, human level.
Yeah.
Language. And it didn't feel like, I don't know.
There was still, like, stuff around. There were still buildings standing, you know?
Correct.
When, like, you know, as I'm sure all of educated listeners know, you know, the development of spoken language amongst, you know, proto-man was with centuries. And, well, not centuries, millennia, really, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I just found it, as a viewer trying to watch a movie, it was like just the, like it just felt like at certain times they were like, you know what, we're really gonna chew this out.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna slow this language down. We're gonna do this, and it's like, just have them talk or not. You know, like I don't. I'm not out here like this doesn't seem real. Like, I would rather them just being like, hey, what's up? Great. You know, you got the egg, and the falcons are gonna like live here, and that's great. You know, like it just felt very like choppy.
Yeah.
And it was distracting.
I mean, truly, this last. This Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes felt like this in-between movie where it was like they had to get these details out and a scene or a stage set to continue into another series.
Yeah.
Specifically about, and it's Noah, is that his name?
Noah is the...
Is the main.
And May is the woman.
Yes. He's the main...
The main ape.
The main ape.
Yeah.
I think they were setting the stage of like, this is going to be, he's our next, but he can't be, he's not like Caesar.
Because that's it, yeah.
Caesar has this just untouched sense of, like, morality.
How do you feel that, like, Caesar is the first, like, they're using Caesar, and then they're like, we need someone who's, like, you know, creating and adventuring into the unknown and whatever. Let's go with Noah. But spell it N-O-A according to the Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, does it kind of feel like a callback to, like, Nova? Like, to the older...
Oh, I don't know.
Versions of Planet of the Apes.
I thought they were just doing biblical, or they're just like...
Oh, maybe.
It's, they his could name be. Is Noah.
I mean, probably it's both, because in the original Planet of the Apes films, all of the human females that they encounter are called Nova.
Oh, okay.
They call all human females Nova, which they do, I believe, in this film too, when they rescue the human girl.
Oh,
they originally call her Nova.
Actually, and you're right. Yeah.
And then they realize she's actually just, like, normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing was that the second that the girl...
Spoke?
Murders William H. Macy.
Oof, yeah.
They should have been out. Like, they should have just been like, great, peace. I'm actually done with this.
I did not like her role in all of that.
Across
the board, I didn't like what she added to the movie. I feel like we could have done without her.
Yeah.
But I guess it really is setting up again for this, like, humans versus apes. Again, this human versus apes battle.
There's still humans out there.
Like, let's just get rid of the human. This is literally the reason I watch Rise of the Planet of the Apes, is because I'm like, great, I am rooting against the humans. You've got me there.
Yeah.
You've got me there. I don't want the humans in this film.
Did you ever see the original? You saw the original one?
Yes. I also saw the one with Mark Wahlberg. You seen that one?
It's a tough one. Yeah, it's tough.
It's a tough movie.
Actually, and it is funny, depending on when you see some of those remakes, you're just like, this is a better movie because, like, it's hard to get, like, those older movies, they've got a lot, like, the original one, there's a lot of, what's his name, just, like, looking out at, like, the rocks.
Yes.
Where he's like, they're like, no, we're going to have one unbroken shot of him, like, climbing out of the spaceship.
Yeah.
He's going to be all like, you know, like,
and it's weird because it still is very pro-human almost, where you're supposed to be like, man, these poor humans, like, dang, like, poor guy, like, he's
so you're out here like, you know what, the human, we've done, this is what we get,
you this know? Is absolutely
let the,
what we
let
get.
let the it's like those memes you would see during the pandemic where they're like, look at these, you know, like, look at these forests regrowing in the center of, you know, Kyoto. And you're like, what is that?
Wait, yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like that's just the whole commentary. The whole commentary is that, like, humans don't need to exist.
Humans don't need to exist. That's the official take of Fast and Loose here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Mm. You want to pick a song? You got anything? No? I mean...
Maybe next time.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you don't like your taste in music.
I have a cringy taste in music is what it is.
I don't know if, like, cringy is, like, the word.
Because, I think,
like,
that it is.
Do you think it's, like...
But, like, I cringe at myself, you know?
Is it cringy because... Actually, I was having this conversation with Molly. It's cringy, like, there's playlists on our... We have, like, a... I'm not going to say the name of the product, but we have a great speaker system in our house, and we choose different, you know, there's, like, radio stations and stuff.
Yeah.
And there is one, like, when I'm lazy and I don't want to play my own playlist, I will play, like, sort of, like, the indie rock playlist. And I made this joke because it went from, it was, like, MGMT and then the Strokes and then, like, the Killers. And I'm like, this would be, if I was at a party in 2009, this would be, like, a really cringy
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're just playing this. But it's like, leave enough time and these are the hits.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is great. I want to listen to Time to Pretend, you know? But yeah. Is that you? Is it like, because that's the thing, is like a computer is picking those things.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that like, that's true.
When, like, if you had known me, it was all deep cuts, you know?
Deep cuts. Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah. Straight up.
Straight up.
All right. Great. Well, great.
Let's play some Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Not going to do that.
All right.
That's not our deal. All right. Now we got to play like new things. We got to play not just Baby Doobie, but also Clario, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Oops. Probably should unmute this stuff.
I've never known someone like you. Tangled in love, stuck by you. From the clue, don't forget to kiss me, or else you'll have to miss me. I guess I'm stuck forever by the clue. Won't you?
Stuck by glue, right after you.
Okay, I have like one more thing to talk about. And it's the original thing I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, you brought it up earlier.
Yeah, it's the difference between nice and good. Usually yep. I like promise I'm going to talk about something.
And then you don't. But here we are.
Well, it's one of those, because I was talking to, I was talking to like your sister and stuff. Has she texted you?
Nope.
She's missed it.
Yeah, she's the worst.
What's she even doing?
Moving right out.
Now? Yeah, mm-hmm. What's she even doing right now?
She's dropping off her children at daycare.
Perfect time to listen to the radio.
I agree.
Is what I think.
I agree.
Sitting in traffic, going to Winthrop.
Yep.
Yeah, pass.
Tell me about it. That's maybe
the worst thing you can do is travel in Boston. North, south can be done.
Yeah.
East, west.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Never. Honestly, never
like,
do it.
Like, literally, if anything is directly east or west of you,
yes.
There is not a yep. road that yep. goes in that direction.
I know somebody the other day was asking my opinion on them moving, or like they were moving from Western Massachusetts to East Boston. And I was like, don't. That's my advice is don't do that.
Western Massachusetts to East Boston.
All of the places. And he's like, oh, found a great place. Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah, it's also East Boston.
Yeah.
Where like, we like removed a bunch of trash from the bottom of the ocean
yep.
and just like created land.
And who knows what goes on there?
Nobody does. Nobody knows. And you think you do because you can see it.
Yes.
You can look out across the water and be like, there it is.
And there's the airport.
Yeah.
But what else is there?
Yeah.
Has anybody discovered
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah.
No.
Nobody is like, here's this restaurant.
Yeah.
Here's this thing. We're going to go to East Boston tonight. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Nobody says that.
Nobody says
Nobody
that.
Knows how to get there. That's
I
the
mean,
other
there
thing.
Is no way to get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's also true.
They block
that's,
off every road.
Yeah.
They're like, sorry, this place doesn't actually exist.
I don't know. I seriously don't. I'm thinking, you like go under, you do the Sumner Tunnel, and then you come out, and it's just like the airport is the only thing.
Yes. Well, you, that can, you have. There's one little exit to East
See,
Boston.
That's, I don't, yeah.
To get to that one pizza place that people go to.
That is, yeah.
San Tarpio's.
People talk about that. I've never
yeah.
been, you know.
It's.
But like, what am I going to do?
I don't
go
want
over
to offend
there?
Mr. San Tarpio, but it's mediocre pizza.
Wow.
Yes.
His family is a friend of the show. That family. That family.
They fund your show.
They've done right by me.
I take it back.
He doesn't need
Mr. Santarpio.
Mr. Santarpio doesn't need help. People okay. are talking. He's in East Boston and yet here. But
yeah.
he's part. That's part of that East Boston where the high school is. That I don't think that they had to create that part.
There's a high school in East Boston?
Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't it? When you're going to the airport, you look and there's like a softball field. I assume it's connected to. Some sort of higher
it's
learning.
It's always going to be a mystery. We will never be able to
That's,
find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and it's not, and I have no interest in going over
yeah.
there.
If you live in East Boston, call in and let us know
yeah,
what it's like.
See, how are you doing over there? You know?
Can you get places?
When we elect a president here, is it your president too?
Yeah.
Like, that's
right.
the question. Like,
right.
if whoever wins,
mm-hmm.
like, is Kamala your president? Like,
yeah.
is that going to happen?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So that.
Ooh, that was a political opinion.
That
you
was
made
a,
right
yeah,
there.
That was, yeah, was a, I was like, oh, I have to say both.
Whoa.
But it's like, yeah, it's like, is the government the same? Is East
yeah.
Boston. See, actually, here's a real question.
Yeah.
Is East Boston its own town? Like,
yeah.
Cambridge or Somerville or whatever?
Well, because
like, do they have their own government?
Do they have their own government?
There's a mayor of East Boston?
No.
No. I feel like you're at a bar and someone's like, I'm the mayor of East Boston. You're like, this guy's lying to me.
Really? Yeah. I would be like, straight up, you are. I believe you.
Like, is that, you can say I'm the mayor of East Boston in the same way that you're like, I'm the king of this school. You know? Like, it's not a real title.
That's so true. That's so true. It's Mr. Santerpio. He's the mayor
that's
of
true.
East
that's
Boston.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
We actually had a topic to talk about, didn't we?
We did. I got to queue up another song because, you know, we're gonna run right through.
Man.
Miss Modular. Here, Dotson Lee. What a great album, you guys. So, when you're raising children,
oh yeah, tell me about it.
There's a lot of, like, I think what has happened is the tips and tricks have now become the majority of the conversation.
Yeah.
When you talk to people, I'm not disparaging any, because it's the same with me. Like, it's versus like vision.
Okay.
This is going to be, you're going to hang on here.
Okay, I'm trying.
Okay. Because it's one thing to be like, hey, how do you, you know, like, how do you get your kid to eat different foods?
Sure.
You know? And there's a bunch of different, like, you know, put it in a different container or, you know, put it all at once. And there's a million different things. And we've done them all or whatever. Yeah. Or try things they like or do one thing they like and then one thing they don't.
Yep.
Bargain with them, you know, hostage scenario, hostage negotiation.
Yes.
But rarely do you talk about, like, I want my kid to, like, love food. Right?
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
Like, there's a bigger conversation around, it's not just, because that's the other thing, too, is, like, maybe if you don't love food, maybe it is just like, you know what? I'm kind of one of those people that I'm in it for the nutrients.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
I really think for a lot of parents, it is like, I need my kid to eat so that when I go to the doctor, their pediatrician doesn't scold me.
Yes. Like, yeah.
This isn't really about, like, I feel so strongly about my kid eating broccoli. This is about, I don't want their pediatrician to get mad at me.
Yeah. And then, like, and then there's a piece of you that's like guilt.
Yes.
Where it's like, the broccoli's got something in there that I think that they need.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
And they need to have that.
Exactly.
That's like way different than I want their relationship with food or like I want them to love food as much as I do.
Yeah.
That's different.
For sure.
You know?
But I do think there is something about, like, even just allowing your kid to eat kind of whatever they want as they grow up. Of like, if all they want to eat is cottage cheese and fruit snacks, I do feel like that in some ways can create a healthy relationship with food.
Yeah, no, totally.
You are like, you can just eat whatever you want. You don't, but also, I mean, there's that flip side of, you know.
Well, this actually, I was reading the New Yorker article on Cocomelon, the like, empire.
Yes.
And there's the deeper you go on that, the worse it gets.
100%. So I can imagine. You can just tell. The first time you see a Cocomelon video, you're like, something's up with this.
Somebody like created, and that's the thing, they like created it in a lab.
Yes.
With like using children test subjects.
Yeah, I believe
it wasn't
that.
Great.
100%.
That whole thing is like, now the article is good because like on the one side it is like, okay, yeah, whatever, screens, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But a piece of it was like, actually, you know, a real reason why I don't want my kid on screens is because I don't want to be on screens.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where like, I want my kid to eat well because I actually don't.
Yeah.
Because you know, like as soon as you guys left.
Yeah.
Pulled out the baklava from the Greek leftover from the Greek festival.
Exactly.
A couple of scoops of ice cream on top of that, and like watched the Monday Night Football game, like just laying on my and I'm like, you know, screens and unhealthy food,
exactly.
And I'm just like, I think it's the anxiety around, you know, you want them to be better than you,
of course.
But then also you're just like, well, if maybe I want to be seen as someone who eats well,
100%.
Just like I said, kids are a mirror.
Yes.
And then
yes.
You watch your kid eat unhealthily, and then you're just real. I think it just you just realize how unhealthy you are.
I totally agree. I mean, I agree. I think that it really does come back to you're just avoiding judgment. You're just trying to avoid judgment from other people, where you're like, no, don't watch that screen at dinner because I don't want the person to the left of us to judge us at this time. It's not necessarily like, don't be on screens because it's unhealthy for your brain.
Yeah.
And yada, yada, yada. It's like, this person is going to think it's unhealthy for your brain.
And that's where it's like, you got to have, see, I think the solution to that is you have to have like a vision to be like, what is the point of food in general?
I agree.
And it's like, are we out here enjoying it? Is dinner like this enjoyable time? Or are we just like running through it?
Yeah.
Is it the same with like sports? That's something, a big revelation I've had is like, why did I spend so much of my time worrying about being like the suburban Pittsburgh's most mediocre soccer player.
Yeah.
Versus, like, there were 100 other things I could have done.
Yeah.
And then, like, I do think sports are important, and I do think, like, my parents steered me towards sports because they thought they were important.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an important part about health and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But there's the anxiety I had around being good at sports or thinking that I needed to be good at sports was huge.
Yeah.
And certainly outweighed any of the, like,
definitely
other, you know, running and all kinds of stuff.
I mean, it also starts so young with things, particularly like food, especially you having two daughters. Just thinking about, like, establishing a healthy relationship with food that young is so important, because that just can so quickly spiral and become something that becomes very dangerous. And so being intentional about that and creating a larger vision does feel very important starting this young, pretty much as soon as they are out of the womb.
Yeah. But if that's the difference, I think it's like, if you care that dinner is a big deal, then like hanging out in the kitchen and we're like making pasta sauce. And even if you eat nothing, the dream, the vision is like food's important.
Yes.
You can decide how much you
eat. It's a good thing.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But then we're going to make this, like, we're going to make dinner like a piece, a big piece of the evening.
Yes.
Not just like a, we have to do this.
Correct.
And it's done.
Correct. Yep.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
Anyway, that's I was thinking about that a lot.
Yeah, I will say this is coming with no experience having children. I am unwed without children.
I would say, though, that you've got a lot.
You've
been around. I think the thing that you have that most people don't, you've been around a lot of different children in a caretaker role.
It's true.
That's important.
Yeah.
Most parents don't. The first children I was ever around were my own.
Wow. That's tough.
Well, yeah.
I mean, your children are tough. Your children are wonderful.
The children are wonderful.
Jenny Lilly.
Despite, don't say that. Don't say it.
That's
a vision thing.
totally.
No social media. That's we don't post their pictures or any of that stuff. It's fine. I'd say their names.
Okay. Great.
But the, that's like a big thing is like,
no,
I know
sense.
That there's a cost to not posting that stuff.
Totally.
But that's the thing is that they get to decide how much internet they're on.
Yes. No, I think that's really important.
You know, obviously the powers that be the deed's already over, so
all
right. Well, what do you think?
This was awesome.
Great,
as always.
I'm
hungry.
Yeah.